This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. With Congress out of town for the next couple of weeks, political Washington is mostly quiet. It's a welcome break from the usual who did what to whom bill of fare. Once they get back, though, before the brawl gets going again, a lot of lawmakers are going to be talking about the tax code and an overhaul thereof, specifically corporate taxes. And that conversation will bring with it much input from tax lobbyists. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer has that story.
A lot of politicians have climbed on the tax reform bandwagon. One idea gaining traction, eliminate some tax loopholes for businesses. But that's not going over well in corporate suites. Many companies are gearing up to defend their cherished tax breaks, even if they seem a little loopy.
When he makes it by.
NASCAR track owners get to write down the value of their speedways in record time. And video game makers get research and development tax credits meant for new technologies, even when they're just making updated versions of existing games.
Thank you.
And Starbucks? It gets a manufacturing tax credit for roasting coffee beans. That may sound crazy, but Starbucks spokesman Zach Hudson says the company uses its tax savings to open new roasting facilities, creating jobs.
The domestic production tax benefit is helping us invest in American manufacturing at a time when many U.S. companies are still sourcing products from abroad.
Lots of lobbyists are using that same jobs argument, buttonholing members of Congress and saying, hey, the money from my tax break is used to create jobs in your district. Lee Drutman is a senior fellow at the Sunlight Foundation, which tracks lobbying and fundraising.
Every tax break got into the tax code based on some justification, but in totality, they add up to a whole stinking mess of craziness.
Drutman estimates that companies and interest groups spent at least $619 million lobbying on tax issues over the past 2 years. And they aren't just defending their tax breaks. Some want to create new ones. The National Brewers Association is a trade group of small independent breweries. They want a lower excise tax rate on their beer. The association is based in Boulder, Colorado. Bob Pease is chief operating officer. Once a month, he leaves his beloved Rocky Mountains for the hill. Capitol Hill, that is, to lobby.
Oh, it's been a big part of my life for the last 2.5 years.
But what's he thinking, trying to get a new break into the tax code now? Pease says he has no choice. He has to piggyback on tax reform, try to get his bill attached to it.
Because our bill is so small, we've been told that it will never get considered as a standalone bill.
And Pease says big tax bills don't come along very often. The last time Congress passed major tax reform, 1986. Then, as now, lobbyists were trying to build in new tax breaks or protect old ones. Ken Keyes remembers. He's a leading tax attorney and lobbyist in Washington. But back in 86, he was the top Republican staffer on the House Tax Writing Committee. He recalls leaving one meeting at around 4 in the morning, chased by a determined lobbyist.
I'm leaving the building, and this guy is coming after me and asked me to stop. And I thought, you have to be kidding me.
Despite all that lobbying, Keyes says tax reform succeeded in 86 because both parties were determined to make it happen. He's just not sure there's the same determination this time around. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.